I received news of the attack on Lybeth at sunset while standing on a wide, grassy field near the castle walls. Facing me were Kerwin, Amarinda, and Mott, but I barely saw them. Lybeth was a peaceful town, long insulated from the troubles that had plagued other settlements near Avenia. Its citizens were the families of farmers and traders, and the raids certainly would have come without enough warning for even the strongest to form an adequate defense. I couldn't begin to comprehend the horror of what they'd faced in the night. The destruction left to them now. The thought of it sucked the breath from me. And there was more. Imogen had been taken during the attack. Everyone seemed to be talking at once, none of them realizing that my head was swarming with questions that no one here could answer. Did we know if she was still alive? If so, had she been harmed? What would they do to her if they thought it could hurt me? For that was surely the reason King Vargin had sent his armies after her. If Imogen was still alive, then Avenia would seek our total surrender in exchange for her return. They would know I couldn't grant that, so I would have to attempt a rescue. She was nothing but bait to them, and I, their prize. Beyond that, the war I'd been anticipating for several months had finally arrived. But everything I had so carefully planned seemed irrelevant now. So little of this news was what I'd expected, and Kerwin was steadily making it worse.
"We've also just received word that Galen and Mendenwall are advancing from the north and east," he said. "This was a coordinated attack, and we are surrounded. Jaren, the war has begun."
They all returned to talking again, but I couldn't hear any of it, or at least, I couldn't separate one word from another. It was impossible to comprehend what they wanted from me. Amarinda touched my arm. "Jaren, you've gone pale. Say something.